Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Play action fake. List coming. Wow. Patrick rolls away from it. Rolls to his left. Throws it downfield. And he's got Devontae Parker. Man, Fitzpatrick looks like he's about 29 years old. Rosen getting pressure again and just gets rid of the football. And it is caught downfield by Williams. How in the world did that happen?
Did he catch that football?
He sure did. Mark Walton, the running back, first and 10 from the 25. Throws in plenty of time this time. Floats it down the left sideline, and it's caught by Preston Williams, one-handed.
Man, putting it right on the money.
Williams in motion, throws it back to throw, throws it downfield, and it's caught. He took it away from the defensive back, Preston Williams. Just took it right out of the arms of the defender. Dolphins will take a knee and they'll take their first preseason game. And they'll give their brand new rookie head coach his first win. Brian Flores goes to 1-0 with a 34-27 win over the Atlanta Falcons.
It's hard to tell. You know, I'm going to have to go back and watch the tape. Obviously, turnover. You know, Josh's turnover, we didn't like that. But I thought he made some good throws. I thought Fitz was off target on a few throws as well. I thought the protection for both guys could have been a lot better, which would have given us a little bit better evaluation on the, you know, as I was watching it. But I'll have a better feel for how each one of those guys played after I watched the tape. The rotation we had today was a good one. You know, he played, you know, the second and third quarter. I thought the protection with both lines could have been better. You know, I thought he had a few good throws to Preston. I thought Preston showed up today. Again, you know, it's hard to say how a guy played without really going through it. But I thought Josh managed the game well. He got the guys in and out of the huddle. Obviously didn't play turnover free, but you know, specifically in the second half, I thought we put together a couple of good drives.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. That was Brian Flores talking a little bit about Josh Rosen and obviously Preston Williams, who had almost 100 yards on four receptions last night and kind of stole the show because...
Not kind of.
Those catches... Boy, they were
mid-season catches there.
Three of them. Actually, even jumping up the top of everybody, all four catches were very, very impressive last night for rookie free agent and end up having a nice night. Of course, the other stuff you heard. I don't know if we're going to get to see the best of Josh Rosen or even, to be fair, Ryan Fitzpatrick till we get more consistent on this offensive line. And I know Tunsil's going to be back and – even Zach Stirrup, who's a backup left tackle who didn't play last night. So you had to move Jordan Mills from right tackle over to left tackle, and he struggled. He did.
He struggled.
He had some rough plays, couple penalties, and he got beat a couple times
He was frozen a couple times out there with a simple spin move. The guy got right past him. Josh Rosen, at certain points, didn't even have 2 seconds. Like, you got to count to three and throw the ball even on a slant, you know, real quick just to get rid of the ball. He didn't even have enough time to do that.
There wasn't a lot of time for some. And then when they did, and they did for whatever reason, they were able to complete passes just like everybody else. But they got to get the offensive line. It's got to get a lot better. Got to figure out who the five guys are with a couple of key backups because they pretty much played everybody. Even Isaiah Prince, their sixth-round pick out of Ohio State, was playing a lot of football there. Last night, and so even with some guys out, Chris Reed played a lot. Will Holden, 64 and 75 in there as well. So you had a lot of guys getting a lot of playing time. I think they're going to go outside the team and when the final cuts are made. And I don't know if they'll give up a seventh-round pick and somebody's loaded and do it before they cut them or do it with another team. But they're going to – I would not be surprised to see this team – more than any other position, find a big offensive lineman.
Or two.
Or maybe two to develop.
Right.
And try it. And it might be a veteran guy on the cheap where we're going, hey, we can't keep all these guys. we're going to let this guy go, but he's looked real good. And, of course, there's no secrets because everybody gets everybody's tapes. So everybody knows how good all these players are right now. But, yeah, the offensive line, the pass rushing, one-on-one pass rushing is just not good enough. If you just watched last night, it was a rookie free agent, Dwayne Hendricks, who was the best pass rusher you had. Had a couple of sacks and running around and really going after it. So two guys that kind of stood out last night for you, Preston Williams and Dwayne Hendricks, both rookie free agents. That's not to take anything away from the draft guys. They all played a lot, and they were okay. Nobody was really bad. The only guy I noticed, if you just your eye, and I don't know if you caught it on TV, is the fact that one guy, Nick Needham, who had to start last night, because Eric Rowe's out, I guess he's next up, and he's been running with the ones in practice. He got picked on, and he just, whether he's in bump and run or playing off, he got picked on, and boy, I mean, it they went after him pretty good.
He's going to want to burn that game tape from last night.
Well, they're going to have to watch it, but it's that whole group. We saw it, and you just don't have, again, McCain and Fitzpatrick are your next best cover corners. I know they don't really do the title thing, and they're playing everywhere, and we've already been told Bobby McCain's going to play it like Fitzpatrick, probably more positions on defense than just about anybody because they can line up and help you in the slot outside and deep. Boy, they're going to have to look at it, or you're just going to have whoever's on the other side of Xavier Howard is
just picked on.
They're going to get
constantly
figure a way to get that matchup. It's all about matchups in the league, and my guy's better than your guy. Oh, we like this one. Uh-oh, we got the young guy on his own out there, no help. Let's go after it. Those veteran quarterbacks will audible
smart,
to
they
it,
know.
And they'll go after it. So that
you had a veteran quarterback last night in a preseason game. See that? Like that's a difference too.
Saw it last year with Tankersley. Yeah. They were going after him.
It reminded me of that game. Although that Tankersley last year was a lot worse.
Well, because he gave some deep ones, but like last night they went crossing route, they went stop routes, they went takeoff routes.
He had some bad penalties too.
He got the whole tree last night thrown at him, the whole passing tree. Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff to get to here on a Friday, as I know we got a lot of text messages coming in, and a lot of you are, I'm guessing, we got angry texts.
There's a lot of, Kenny Stills texts coming in.
Oh, the Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Text line 56022 as we can continue
you
on.
Want a couple football ones just related that came
out? Yeah,
this morning?
Give me some football ones before we get into hate.
All right, Rick and Davey, I'm impressed by Rosen, but I fear for his health. The offensive line is terrible, and it's official. Charles Harris is a certifiable bust.
Well,
that's the first one.
Listen, Charles Harris, no matter what the coaching staff says, if they're just going to line him up for a third year and have him just pass rush from the outside, he just looks like the same guy.
Right. No improvement, no difference, nothing.
He looks like the same guy. Now, if you're going to move him around and find ways to get him with his speed where he can get freed up, then I understand that. But they're starting defensive ends that they have. They're just not going to win those one-on-ones against veteran tackles. There's not going to be enough there. So we're going to have to get real creative. Hey, every position is not perfect. And we knew this coming in, and I'm not just hitting you with something like, hey, the O-line's got problems, and we got two rookie guards. So they made mistakes last night. They got beat on some stuff that at least rookies, you feel like they're going to get better over the next week.
Right, right.
So, okay, I'll live with it. I don't like, saw Shaq Calhoun get beat on a play last night. And I'm like, and then you go, wait a sec, man.
It's the first preseason game.
He needs to see it all. He's going to get it all. These veterans are going to give him the good stuff, and he needs to see it because he's going to see a lot more of the same stuff.
So yield on the overreaction Friday on a lot of these guys. Is that what you're saying? Yield. Don't stop. No green light, no red light, but just give it a little yellow light here. Just give him a little bit more time.
Well, as of right now for me.
Preston Williams doesn't need any more time to impress me.
Yeah, he's got to play a lot more.
I know that, but in one game, look what he did.
Look at man. Now that's overreaction because he's really good, but you can't just all of a sudden make him the number one receiver.
He's not the number one receiver, but he jumped over a first round pick in my eyes in one preseason game and a couple training camp practices.
Well, I think you got to see a lot more.
Okay.
I mean, listen,
I've
was
seen
great
a lot from
Devontae,
and I got nothing out of him.
You've got to just keep going. And so, hey, listen, I get it. The new guy, and he played great last night. Made lots of catches, but and they're going to take it slow. See if he can handle it as he goes up and plays against better players and all that stuff. But I agree, he will move up, and if he's good at some point, somebody's going to say, especially with this team, he's going to go get him in there and make it work. So the offensive line probably looks like this, if you're to guess. Tunsil, left tackle. Michael Dieter, left guard.
Okay.
Kilgore, center. Shaq Calhoun, if he's good enough, he's got a lot of growing to do. And Jesse Davis at right tackle. It looks like it would be that. Then you got to have backups. You got two or three backups. Probably have to carry every bit of three extra on game
they
day.
They normally carry eight offensive linemen, right?
No, you carry seven sometimes. Seven or eight with the team. And of course, you got to have guys who can play two or three different positions because we've seen that happen before. So – anyway, that's your offensive line. And listen, man, I'm not trying to take away because Preston Williams was hot last night, but it's one preseason game. They want to see it more, but I would agree, man. He is – that's how you get noticed. You make four catches like that, and they go, damn, he dragged his feet, kept his feet in bounds as a rookie. He jumped over guys and went and got the ball. He changed direction from way out wide and came back inside, picked up the ball, actually ran by the defensive back, was trying to catch up with him going the other way, going out, went by him and dove out, made it, and then the one-handed catch down the sideline. I didn't even see it till the replay. And he makes a one-handed catch, what, about a foot, foot and a half, 2 feet off the ground with the one hand, brings it in with the other one. I mean, if you're going to start, you make four catches like that.
It helps.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
sure.
good. So I understand where you're coming from.
That's it. I'm not putting him in the number one receiver on the team.
You jumped him up pretty good.
Yeah, I jumped him over Devontae. Not even a question in my mind. He already looks like a better receiver than Devontae Parker. He already does. Devontae, I've seen what Devontae could do over the last couple of years. He shows me flashes every once in a while, but I've seen Preston Williams now in a couple practices and one preseason game, and I got more faith in him catching the ball and staying on the field than Devontae Parker in one game. Maybe that is an overreaction, but maybe
it's over because. But listen, I.
But maybe because I'm.
It is an overreaction.
I'm over Devontae Parker at this point.
Okay,
that could be it also. And someone also texted in, and I didn't see it that much, but Wilkins double teamed a lot in the beginning of the game, and he played a lot last night, our first round pick. But he was getting double teamed a lot last night. It's a little bit of respect for the rook, huh?
I don't know if he necessarily got double teamed. I just think that the zone blocking stuff that they did on those guys, but I was glad to see him out there pushing and shoving and getting in guys' faces. I don't think we have to worry about him. I think he's gonna be fine. I like our rotation of those guys. The linebackers, I think the front seven's gonna be pretty good. It goes back to I got to see the packages that he's going to put in for a pass rush because
– not a lot of pass rush.
We first of all, the good ones get paid a lot of money.
Of course.
And we weren't very good with the veteran guys who have had big years.
Right.
Because we had two guys that in their prime last year were really good, right? I mean really, really good, almost like big-time numbers. And then you get, like you said, you got one guy – you look at those guys last night, there's just not a lot of sacks.
No, there isn't.
Between them.
No. That's a big problem. You brought in a guy yesterday that has more sacks than the entire whatever you have there right now. Listen, if Hendricks has got potential, move him up the ladder a little bit. I'm not saying put him on the first team and let him run with the ones, but move him up to see what he has.
Because
he showed a little potential.
He's probably going to, as soon as they feel comfortable and they go, okay, let's move him up. Let him play against such and such this week. He's a good player. Let's see how he does with it. But when he's playing against guys just like him, he's really,
better than they are.
Yes. Really playing well. So I just think there's a way that the coaches do it to work. You can't just move a guy from third or fourth on the
to
list
to put him with the ones. I understand that.
Carradine, nothing against him.
There's been a text about Carradine too.
And Charles Harris, I mean, I just
It's not enough.
It's
not enough.
You can't line those two up wide of a tackle on second and third and long and go get them.
Unless you clone Xavier Howard and you have two of them out there.
Not going to win enough situations.
How about this text, Joe? Expected rookie offensive lineman to struggle, but Kilgore completely whiffing on a few plays was concerning.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that, and you're right, Kilgore's also got to get in there, and they're counting on him. He's playing with next to two guys that we got to get everybody on the same page, right? I mean, that's the thing. They need to play a lot of football together. The center and the two guards have got to stay connected. And actually, talking to the coaches, your whole five guys, they haven't even started to see the games they're going to see. These guards have not seen the games they're going to put in when the games start. When they start crossing each other and doing stuff and all of a sudden, two guys are blocking the same guy going, oh, crap, somebody's free.
Somebody's wide, yeah.
Somebody's crossing right. or going the other way on the X game. You're going to have a big old problem there. But, I'm okay with just play those young guys and let them get their feet wet. And at times, it was good last night. I didn't get – obviously, just watching through a window last night, I couldn't see all of it. But I saw Shaq Calhoun have some nice run blocks to the right. They had some nice holes open, and he played a lot of football. Of course, we'll find out as coaches and see what they all have to say about it. But I do believe they're going to have to add some offense.
They do. They need some help there. They do. Yeah, a veteran or somebody.
That's going to be an add somewhere on the line. Oh, my God, we're super late here. It's amazing how that always happens on this show. We got a lot of stuff to still get to here this morning that we'll talk about. Jump in. You can jump in with us on the Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall text line. That's 56022. So I have all that stuff coming up. Radio.com. Radio.com.
The Joe WQM reminds you that it's almost time for the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital Kids Expo, presented by Public Supermarkets. Join us September 7th at the Museum of Discovery and Science in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Meet teen TV star Isaac Presley, courtesy of Goya Foods, plus 75 STEAM activities for the whole family. Register now for a free kids admission ticket while supplies last at WQAM.com.
All right, another story coming out that a guy that just, it's incredible, and he got turned down again, is Carmelo Anthony. Just he's finding out, I guess it hasn't quite sunk in, that the NBA doesn't think much of his game.
Right.
So he tried to get his career going by calling Team USA, going, hey, all these guys bagging on you. You know, I've been a hell of a player in this international play. And they told him, no, thank you.
It's done, man.
I love it. They go, no, we know what you're doing. We know you want to get your career going. And so now Carmelo's going around going, you're telling me that I can't be a top 15 player and be on a damn NBA team.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
And people are going, no, we think if we put you at the end of the bench, you're going to be miserable, and there's no way. There's no way we're going to do that.
First off, he won't accept the fact that he's not a starter anymore. And now that he's I think
he gets okay. it now. I think that sunk in.
But is he the kind of guy like for that Dwayne was for the Heat last year? Like Dwayne knew his role, came off the bench, and was the best player on the team. Like that's a difference too. It's not necessarily who – I think Ira even said this. It's not necessarily who starts, it's who finishes. Carmelo, even if he started, wouldn't be out there at the end of the game anyway. Plays no defense, can't really run around anymore. Great shooter, sure. Ray Allen's a great shooter. You going to put him back out there right now? I don't think he wants to play in the NBA. And I'd rather have Ray Allen than Carmelo right now.
Huh? Well, Ray Allen's like – what?
I mean, you're talking about a jump shooter. That's
know,
what you're talking about.
Guy, Ray's and Carmelo's been out of the game never played.
Yeah, and I'd still rather have Ray Allen on my team right now than Carmelo Anthony.
Well, listen, he can still play. I agree with him. He's still good enough
Carmelo
to play.
Carmelo
scored
20
league.
Points a game if you put him on a team right now.
Come on.
He would average. He just would.
Oh, no, he's going to get his shots.
Ray wouldn't be close to that. But, I mean, they're different types of players anyway. But the concerning thing about this USA basketball thing is this isn't a dream team that they put together here.
No.
You guys know who's on that roster?
Yeah.
Like that roster's
Bam Adebayo.
Harrison Barnes, Jaylen Brown, Kyle Kuzma. One of the Lopez.
I saw one of the Lopez. Guard from Atlanta bagged it. Even the guy who's going into his second year goes, "I'm out."
Trae Young.
Yep. Yeah. Said that's it. I'm done.
Like, he couldn't replace P.J. Tucker on Team
PJ
USA.
P.J. Tucker's on Team USA. You're right.
Apparently, the same problems that you're known for, like the ball sticks to you, and you don't get other players involved. Apparently, that's not leaving.
Thaddeus Young is on that damn roster.
Oof. Yeah.
If Thaddeus Young makes the team and Carmelo can't get a sniff,
they couldn't
just
find a roster
you.
Spot for Humble Mello. Mm. Like, that bothers me.
It didn't seem like.
Why does that bother you?
It just seems
like Humble Mello.
After the Houston thing, he just seemed like.
He's only Humble Mello because he can't get a job.
Yeah, now
that's
now
it.
He really wants
when
to play.
When was he Humble Mello in the last 20 years of his life?
You know, he's going.
There's 30 teams in NBA. Yes. I can't make a 15-man roster out of 30 teams in NBA. That's where I start to. Like, think about this a lot more. 30 teams, I can't make a 15-man roster.
Yes.
When did basketball become so important to him, too, by the way?
Yeah, because he's not in it anymore. He's not making any more money. That's
why. He got good money still coming in one more year. He's still
like $8 million from Atlanta, right, this year.
He's still
But, I mean, just give me a break, dude. Your career's over. It happens. You didn't get the farewell tour like Dwayne got or anyone else. Great. But give me a break.
We have all kinds of stuff with all the preseason games from last night, 11 of them, and whatever you read into them, and some were blowouts, and some, of course, watching Kyler Murray and Daniel Jones, by the way, looked great last night for the Giants, and of course, the team a little sensitive because everybody thought Daniel Jones was taken way too early in the draft, and he looked pretty good throwing the ball last night. Dwayne Haskins also played a lot of football last night. So I don't see Daniel Jones. I don't know why I don't see him beating out Eli Manning yet. Eli's going to have to be really bad for them to finally turn the team over. And I think.
What if they start the season 1-5 and Eli's still okay? At that point, do you put the rookie in?
Then it would be.
Because I think the team's going to be bad this year.
Then they would have to move on. Yeah, I would then you got a different kind of problem for sure. That would
Eli
be
might not even be terrible and they could be 1-5 at that point just because the team is not that great. And Saquon Barkley's gonna have 8,000 carries this year and 8,000.
Eli's gotta know though, if they're not winning and they're struggling offensively, which could happen. They got a real shortage of receivers. He's gotta know that Daniel Jones, who's had a really good camp, now he's gotta do it and he's keep doing it in the games. High first-round pick. They're not going to have him sitting. He's got to play. Got to find out what he can do. There's no question about it. But, man, he's played a lot better. Nobody was – he was one of those guys coming out. Half the people really liked, half didn't. He's not consistent enough. He went to Duke, and you can't read into that because he didn't have any draftable receivers, and he didn't have the talent that some of the other guys had. I don't know, but, man – he's looked pretty good. His camps look good. And, boy, you don't think that team, because that general manager took a ton of heat for taking him to the point he had to get on shows and yell and scream at people.
Yes.
And, that's where we liked him. Stopped saying we took him too early and everything else that was going on. It was just absolutely crazy.
Joe, he didn't make a lot of guys first-round mocks when they were doing mock drafts.
Some had him going in the second round.
Early second round, mid-second round, and all of a sudden he was the first or second quarterback off the board after, obviously, Kyler Murray. But that was the biggest surprise. But I think Giant fans are going to be happy in a year or two when he does take this reign.
If he works out and he can move around and do the things he's doing, boy, they'll be happy. They're looking, and they'll have their quarterback. Preston Williams last night for the Miami Dolphins, along with Dwayne Hendricks. Kind of weird for a first preseason game, and those are the first two names, even for me, even before Josh Rosen, of two guys that really made an impression last night. Dwayne Hendricks with a couple of sacks, Preston Williams, almost 100 yards on four, all of them impressive catches. All four of those catches last night, very, very impressive. So anyway, we'll have more on that. We got to check in on Hollywood's headlines. We have that coming up. And we'll check in on the text machine, as long as it's fairly nice. Is it nice? I don't want anything.
Sure.
I don't want anything to mess up my Friday.
All right, so I'll read two or three of texts then.
No, listen, I'm just joking. If we got people that are angry today, and found our show and need to be angry.
Here's a positive one. Ryan Tannehill looked great last night.
He did. And he and guess what? At times last year, he looked great for
right,
the Dolphins.
Right, right, yeah.
And the year before, at times, he looked great for the Dolphins. And the year before, he got injured. He looked great.
It shouldn't say
and
Tannehill.
And he's had a perfect quarterback rating.
Right.
Does anybody remember the two games he had against Houston and Tennessee in back-to-back weeks? Mm. He looked great.
The back of his jersey should say 17 and then T's, not Tannehill, or big T's.
So those guys think that he's in more of an environment that fits his personality.
Great.
The Nashville thing
great.
Is better, plus the fresh start.
Well, fresh start's where it is. That's where
what
it is.
What do they expect out of him?
Oh, to
take it deep into the playoffs? Like, what do they expect from him?
Well, he's gonna start some games. You're going to find out.
He's not very good. Even when he was, what you're saying, good down here, he's not that good. Like, he's still a middle-of-the-road, at-best guy. He's not going to take you deep into the playoffs.
Tennessee's got a pretty good roster. Top to bottom, they got a pretty
good
roster.
That thing is 9-7 every year, man.
Right. Well, with Tannehill, you're getting 8-8 or 7-9 no matter what.
If he takes him deep into the playoffs, it would be devastating, though, to see that happen.
Not worse than if someone in New York takes his team.
You know what?
7 miserable years with
him. Can I just tell you something? For once, I'm going to tell you, no matter what happens, he had to get out of here. He.
That's true.
I'm telling you, I hung with him longer than anybody. He needed. I had had enough of of Ryan, his wife. They all needed a fresh start.
Right.
And I don't mean it to be mean. I'm not trying. I realized last year, and I was even watching her come down and kiss him before the game started with the kids when everybody else.
It would bother you.
And I used to tell you, like, I know that he's got to go. That's the thing.
Is this one of those "it's not you, it's me" situations?
Maybe. But she needed security, and, like, did you really need security? Like, what was the threat? I mean, an NFL game's got more security than anywhere. So I just – and it's not taking shots at anybody. He was just – I didn't want to hear about his record with Adam and when they're together, how good they are, and, hey, when he's got help around him. And he just needed a fresh start. And if he has great success, I'm not going to go, man.
No, no. If he has great success, it's going to bother me. It is.
Well, first of all, I don't think
7 years here, he didn't have great
I don't think
success.
He's going to turn into Tom Brady.
I don't think so either. But if you just said great success. If he has great success, I'll be
if
pissed.
They got a great running game and that defense, he's going to win games.
But Hollywood
said
it
right. You, he's going to win games.
They go to the second round
he's
of the playoffs.
Be the best manager, but if you think he's going to drop back down 17 and
no,
beat you,
I don't think
he's not going to do that with two of the best left and right tackle combinations in the game.
Well, he's going to wait till week 5 to start anyway, right? So both those tackles get back off injury and suspension.
Yeah, probably that won't be the time he comes back.
Mariota on
no,
back
I'm dead serious. No matter what happens, I don't care if he gets the Wes Welker special. Honestly.
Joe, it'll bother a lot of people if he does.
I don't think he's going to.
It's going to bother a lot of
people.
You
think at age, what is he now, 30? You think he's going to turn into a top 5 quarterback?
No, but he's got a better roster around him now. That's what scares me.
That is.
He does. He's got a better roster around him now. And he took Cam. He's got a good pass rusher. We don't have him. He's got Cam.
Where the hell did you go with that? Like,
I'm just talking about the team.
I know, but what do you think, Cam? You think Cam's going to go for 15 sacks this year?
I don't think he's going to get 15 sacks.
I wish Cam the best. I got nothing
Me
but
too.
Great to. I hope Cam does have a great year. Radio.com.
Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood, can anything mess up your Friday, brother?
Falling off a surfboard.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited.
Zach, that was very good.
Busted his ass on a surfboard tonight. I just walked in there and told him, I'm excited about the event tonight.
How about you fall off and hit you like you?
Bam.
Hit that head, and we'll have a smelling salt there for you to get you.
You know what? I'll bring all the smelling salt I have in my house tonight.
I'm looking forward to trying this thing today. I like those kinds of sports.
Don't worry, Joe.
You'll
be on the road today, but I will have a video sent to your phone. Should I send it to your wife's phone so you can actually see it? Because when I send you a picture, it takes 3.5 weeks for you to see it.
Send it to her. Okay. Yeah, you got her. You got everybody's number.
Because I will text you and say,
or send it to my daughter. Anybody's got a
check your video.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hollywood just did this, or Omar just did that. Yes.
What do we got there, Woody? What do you got for us this morning?
All right, guys, we have some funny audio that came from the Dan Patrick show yesterday, and I don't think we've ever seen this happen before. So they had Peter King on the show, who we have on here sometimes as well. Peter King's talking his NFL stuff as usual, and listen to this from the Dan Patrick show.
Because this seems like maybe the best Cowboy team we've seen in a while. Would you?
I think it is,
echo
too.
That? Okay.
Hey, Dan, guess what?
What?
This is hilarious. I got stopped for talking on a cell phone because I'm talking to you. So now I have to hang up. The cops are coming to the car. Sorry about that.
Do you want me to talk to the police officer?
Oh, no. he just hung up.
That stinks.
The aforementioned Peter King joining us again. He had a little run-in with the law. He was on his phone. And, Peter, we have a bet. Whether you got a ticket or not. And let me see. I say you got a ticket. Seaton says he got a ticket. McLovin said he got a ticket. Paulie said no. Fritzy said no. Peter King, the answer is, did you get a ticket?
Of course I got a ticket. I mean, I said to the cop, I'm on with Dan Patrick.
Uh-oh.
And he said, here's your ticket. Yeah. that was fun.
That's funny.
Hey.
That's funny.
Oh.
Why isn't he on his Bluetooth?
I'm a little Dan Patrick ego there. Yeah, I told him all I was on with you. I got a friggin'
That's
ticket.
Gotta use Bluetooth.
How many states? I know California's really strict, of course. Everything goes back to California. Yeah.
New York, they've got it also. New Jersey's got it. There's a lot of states.
Can
out
you
there.
Imagine if they get people off of phones here?
Oh, my goodness.
You can make it. You could, like, fix the economy here in this state with the amount of tickets you give out.
Right.
You know how long it would take if they came out today and said, oh, by the way, we're going to start giving $150 for every time you're on your phone driving down.
Wow.
You could just, like, pull them over. You couldn't hire enough highway patrol officers. You just pull them over. 20 more guys off the road here.
We'd have new schools and parks all over the state.
Jeez, man. Everybody get raises.
Well,
what else you got?
All right, guys, I'm very curious your opinion on this. So Dabo Swinney came out and was talking about his championship rings, and quarterback Kelly Bryant came up. Remember, started the first few games of last season and then decided when Trevor Lawrence came in that he was going to transfer and he was out.
Yeah, I know where you're going, man.
So Dabo Swinney said to ESPN about the championship rings. He wasn't on the team. You've got to be on the team to get a ring. I love Kelly and I appreciate what he did for us. But he decided to move on. Do you give him a ring
or
not?
I knew it's a great question, and I saw this. No, you don't.
Really?
Hmm.
I think that's about as petty as you can get. Guy was on your roster. Guy left. You benched him, and he left. That doesn't mean that he wasn't. He was on the team for a little bit. He was in spring practice.
I know.
He quit, though.
He was in summer.
He did quit.
I understand he quit. But he did playing games.
I'm leaning towards Zach on this. Like, I think
give him a ring and don't look petty.
So what do they care?
Just don't look petty. He looks petty.
Like, they got a slide in their facility. They don't care about money. So.
No, the money. I mean, it wasn't
a lazy river, right?
One thing about it, whatever those rings cost, it wasn't about money.
Not
at Clemson.
At all.
Clemson's one of those, well, would you say 20 schools don't care about money?
Right.
We could do that. I don't care about money.
Sure.
We got so much.
Clemson's one of them. They've got a lazy river and slides.
I don't feel strongly one way or the other, but I did see that, and I was like, wow. Dabo's on fire right now, though, as a coach. I don't think anybody's going to question him.
I know, but it's petty. It's just petty. That's all it is.
Good luck in Missouri. That's all
yeah,
he said.
Right,
good luck in Missouri.
Yeah.
All right, we go to First Take for this next one here, and Stephen A. Smith has been out for a little bit here, so it's giving Max Kellerman a real chance to shine.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
I don't even know how to set this up. And again, like, I don't know at this point if he's just toying with people. He said something the other day.
I know.
They were talking about the NBA all first teams, and he said Kobe Bryant would be on the NBA
on the
worst team.
Yeah.
Which, again, I don't even know what that means. But at this point, it seems like he's trolling. But here's his comments yesterday. They were talking about Kevin Durant and his comments. Remember, we said the comments from Yahoo, and he was talking about Kevin Durant and his time here with Brooklyn. Let's hear what Kellerman had to say.
KD will never be as good as he once was, by your own admission, because half the game is defense. He will never be as good as he once was, I don't even think, on offense. As a result of that, he has the chance now to be greater than he's ever been. If Kevin Durant, as a diminished version of himself, can lead the Brooklyn Nets to a championship in the biggest, most intense media market in the world, in the center of the known universe by really any objective standard, in a town that hasn't won a basketball championship on a professional level since the New York Nets in 1976 in the ABA when Dr. J was the MVP? Or in, on an NBA level since 1973 when the Knicks won? Or in Brooklyn on any level in any sport since the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1955, 64 years? If Kevin Durant can do that,
Max, but you're...
he will enter the conversation as, when you talk about Jordan, well, who else? He will truly enter that conversation. Well, Max,
Jordan who?
Now I went too far.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, he went a little far. I would agree, though. It'd be as impressive.
Sure, but you think he's going to be on the level of Michael Jordan if they win a title?
No.
Come on.
Wouldn't be any more impressive than any other championship. It's not like that team isn't loaded.
I think him going there would be a little different. They haven't won anything. He's right.
Okay, I understand they haven't won anything.
Would that be more impressive than what Kawhi did last year with Toronto?
No.
No.
Okay, so are we putting Kawhi in the Michael Jordan category?
No.
Okay, so Max, shut up.
No, I agree. He's wrong on that.
That's wrong.
Why can't we just leave Michael Jordan alone?
Seriously.
Just leave him alone.
I mean, Durant's not even in the LeBron conversation.
You're right.
No, you're right. Not yet.
He just isn't.
No, you're right.
Correct.
He has those phony championships with the Warriors. That's all he's got.
They're not phony.
Oh, yes, they are.
He's a big part of it.
He's a big part of it.
What else you got? There you go. Somehow I got to take my friggin' team and go after Golden State.
All right.
I'm one of the great front runners of all time.
I want to end it on a feel-good story here because it's been a rocky day here. Damon Sheehy Giuseppe. Do you remember that name by any chance? We hit this story a little while back. He was the guy, there was a workout session down here with Browns VP of player personnel, Alonzo Highsmith, and he like said that he knew people in the Browns organization and he snuck into the workout. Do you remember this story?
No.
It was a funny
story. This guy didn't play college football because he couldn't find anywhere to play. He ended up playing on an NJCAA team for a couple of years, and then he was out of college football for 2 years, shows up at this Browns workout, and he made the roster here to go into the preseason.
Wow.
Last night in the fourth quarter, he returned an 86-yard punt for a touchdown.
Come on.
It was at the end of the game, pretty much. The entire Browns team comes running off the bench, mobbed him in the end zone. It was a really cool scene. If you haven't seen the video,
that's awesome.
It's all over the place. And we'll put it on our Twitter account, at Joe Rose Show. You can check it out. But it was a really cool story to see this guy who snuck his way into a workout and returned a punt in the NFL.
It's a great story.
That is nice. By the way, we have a guy, and I'm not taking shots at him because I know he's got a dream. We've got a guy across the street at Dolphins training camp. For anybody who's been there, when you come out.
With a sign.
He's got the sign, but now he put out this workout. You know where you put your feet through and you go through the squares?
Yeah.
He put out the rope with the squares, put it out on the road. And the day I saw last time, his girlfriend was out there with him, and he was going through them as he saw the car start leaving. He's thinking either the players
or
maybe, you know,
the coach,
somebody in the front office is like, hey, God, great footwork over there. But I feel terrible. The guy sits there.
I know.
All day.
I
had a start of me, and when I left, he was still there. And he's working out, and, you know, he's got his workout stuff on, and he's right, because they won't let him on the property. So he's across the street where the apartments are. And you're like, whoa, man. I know, you know, he's got the dream. I don't know what the background is. I don't know if he was, you know, a college guy or something. But
you know nothing about that.
Usually, if you play it at all, at any college level, they know about everybody. Yeah. They know about everybody in the CFL.
Someone's got tape on you, yes.
Yeah, so it's just... Man, I just feel really bad for the guy. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up, though. Got a lot more stuff to get to. What a great story that is, though. I didn't know about that.
86 yards, Hollywood?
Yeah, 86
yard punt return.
Nice, a hell of a story, man. Not easy to go 86 when you got all those guys out there. That's impressive. Radio.com.
Radio.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.